Hey, welcome to Becoming More Me. I'm your host, Teresa Lear Levine. I am a geek when it comes to nervous system regulation and subconscious mind work. And I'm also the best-selling author of Becoming More Me, Tapping into Success, Subconscious Secrets of an ADHD Entrepreneurial Mom. This podcast, Becoming More Me, is for busy-minded entrepreneurs that want to be more and do less. I hope these episodes inspire you to become more of the person you feel called to be in this world and to let it be easy. Helping you to reclaim your worthiness, create boundaries, get out of your own way, and soak up the positive side of being selfish is what we're going to dig into today. And I just love helping you make the never-ending journey of becoming one you can truly get present for. So let's get into it. It all starts now. Hey there. I had this idea hit me the other day with multiple layers on exploring the topic of selfishness. And since the idea hit me, it has rippled out in so many different directions. So you know how this ADHD brain delivers things by now. It might go all over the place. But I was driving down the road and I had the radio on. I happened to be listening to like a country playlist on Apple Music or something at the time. And Jordan Davis's song Selfish came on, you know, the playlist. And I was listening to it. And I love his music. You know, when Next Thing You Know came out a year or so ago, it was when I was getting ready for my oldest to go off to college. And I would find myself like weepy every time I heard that song. Anyway, so Selfish, as I listened to it, I had this revelation that I don't really know the last time I had a conversation where people were talking about being selfish or accusing others of being selfish or immersing in that. And that actually felt like a big positive leap to acknowledge for me, because those kind of conversations and those kind of accusations, especially being thrown at me, were a big part of my first marriage. And even more so after divorce and in, you know, any conversations that needed to be had from that point onward, there were always a lot of accusations about me being selfish. And then before that, like in our marriage and just in my earlier years in general, you know, that relationship aside, there was often more of a desire to get into conversations that might be a little bit gossipy or judgmental or accusatory. And I think that's just part of being young, you know, live and learn. But it was this beautiful recognition that, again, all these layers are popping up in front of me that I want to go into, and I need to choose one because you can't hear all of the layers at once. I can only tell you one at a time. But it's bringing into my awareness the way that sometimes we resist working on ourselves. And as a younger human, I would often wish, hope, pray, plead that couldn't the other, whoever the other might be, parent, boyfriend, spouse, friend, neighbor, whoever, couldn't they just change? You know, why can't they just do this thing that would make everything right in my world? And that's a long gone philosophy for me at this point too, but just really seeing the results of the work over the years. And this is, I think, what is not present for so many people when they're resisting doing self-work, is that they don't want to let go of the idea that it would be, in their mind, better, easier, whatever, more right if the other changed than them. And when we dissolve that, and when we step into ourselves, and when we start controlling the only thing in this life that we can, which is ourselves, then we start to change and we start to attract different people different conversations and different outcomes, to the point where now when I look back a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, I don't even recognize the chaos monster that used to drive me and that used to be behind conversations or actions or things of that nature. So again, that is a little bit off on a tangent of just, you know, talking about selfishness, because that's not totally related. That's something that transformation can be seen in anything that one wants to change. And sometimes we really do need to look back and celebrate and recognize and acknowledge the amount of change and transformation that our work has brought about. And I literally cannot remember the last time I started a conversation like that, entertained a conversation like that, or even desired a conversation like that. And yeah, you know, man. So that's part of what I started to think. And then I started to think about all the ways that selfishness is such a good, positive thing, that it's this fuel for self-care and goals and everything else. And for me also, that was something that certain people in, you know, previous versions of my life would put down, you know, me actually taking good care of myself and that being selfish because I should be spending my time, efforts, money, whatever, on others and not me. So there's so many ways that these things can come up in our inner consciousness and in our unconscious, but there's also so many good things that selfishness has to offer us. You know, I interviewed my good friend now, Nikita Ren Thigpen, on one of my earlier Becoming More Me episodes. And I got to go on her show also, which, if I'm remembering correctly, is called Intentionally Selfish. And she has such great takes on the importance of selfishness and, you know, how it really helps us. You know, one of her quotes is, "Selfishness at its core is about preservation of self and the audacity to thrive, which requires us to be intentional about where, how, and with whom we share our energy." And I love that. And I think that's also a reason why so often those of us who have been immersed in people pleasing have issues setting boundaries. And those of us who have been in relationship where we know that setting boundaries is going to be perceived as selfishness, keep trying to remold ourselves in some other way. But sometimes you just have to come right up against it, set the boundary, and let whatever is going to happen, happen. You know, it will not be the end of the world. And, you know, the worst thing we're ever going to experience is going to be a feeling. And we have the resources to handle our feelings and process our feelings and move on. And why not do that with the boundaries we desire in place? So selfishness is also important where it comes to all of those, like the run-of-the-mill quotes that you see about how important it is to fill your own cup first, put your own oxygen mask on first, all of that kind of stuff, where our inner, I don't want to look selfish, you know, persona pipes up and thinks, oh no, we have to, you know, serve the other first, give to the other first, do for the other first. And we can cognitively understand that if we don't take care of ourselves first, who's going to take care of everybody else anyway? Are you wanting to rewire the way you feel about selfishness, boundaries, people pleasing, and step into a next version of yourself that is confident and grounded and boundaried and resourced and regulated? If so, pop over to Instagram. My account is at Teresa Lear Levine. DM me the word reclaim and let's have a conversation about your goals and aspirations, the transformation you're looking for. And from there, I can make beautifully aligned suggestions on next steps or resources that I have that would help you to get there. I can't wait for the conversation. But that doesn't mean we're going to follow through and take that action, because however we've been programmed in our earliest years or our earliest relationships or what have you is really going to stick and need to be rewired in a deeper way. And I'll bet most people have never really thought about being selfish with themselves. And that, I think, is more of an issue, is the way that we hold back and fail to give and nurture our own selves. And that is a negative side of selfishness. But we don't usually apply the lens to ourself in that way. We only apply it to ourself when we're thinking about what we are or aren't doing for others, not necessarily for ourselves. And when we're always trying to please others, we find ourselves in a cycle of self-abandonment. And that does horrible things for our own sense of value and worthiness and everything else. So I'm really simply grateful that over the last decade or three, I have overcome this in different ways, gradually. You know, what it looked like, you know, more years ago is different than what it looked like less years ago. But I can really see some beautiful progress in it hardly even existing now in a negative way in my life. And that has allowed me to work on more of my own worthiness issues and more of my own not enoughness issues. And that's really, really huge. And it also showed me, with a song as mainstream as, you know, Jordan Davis' Selfish, that it's not an uncommon word or topic in many cities, small towns, whatever, and that it's probably showing up in the ways that it used to show up for me a lot more often than I can even be aware of now, because now for me, it's so out of my awareness. And I love that. I love that we can literally just change the lens on our life and what shows up in it. And things can start to become foreign that once were really familiar. And this is exactly how we rewire the nervous system, the subconscious mind, all of these things that really run the show for us. We bring familiarity to things that once were unfamiliar. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, who was that girl anyway? Like that version of me. And you can start really clearly seeing why it was important to you to please those people, or to not appear a certain way, or to not be your full authentic self, or shine your light as brightly as possible. All of these things were made to be unsafe, or they were frowned upon, or you were afraid that you were going to lose relationship if you did them, which can come down as drastically to a fear of, you know, being abandoned or even dying if you were to kind of go against the grain with these certain things. And yeah, that can show up like CPTSD and other things that can be very frequently dysregulating in our life if we don't tend to them. So yeah, just a beautiful reminder for me that that's not my life anymore, and a desire in me to shine the light for you to see where in your life is that not you anymore. It doesn't have to be related to selfishness. It could be related to something else. And where have you already been doing so much work and getting results that maybe you're not even giving yourself credit for? And also, where's the next place to focus the work and to be able to turn it all around from inside of you and change those things that actually are in your control to change for the better, creating a beautiful ripple effect that is going to make your life, your relationships, your business, your world, and the world of those connected to you so much better. You know, one of the quotes that I love from Brené Brown is, "Daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves, even when we risk disappointing others." And I think this all ties in to the topic of selfishness and how our boundaries might be perceived by others, and I love that. So I'm calling you in also to see how shifting your perspective here might help you to create a fuller life, a life with more fulfillment, and how shedding these beliefs might really help you to grow into that next version of you that you're aspiring to be. You know, there's so much general stigma associated with this, and it really does. It affects our behavior, it affects our self-perception. And yeah, there's another great quote that I love from Brené that is, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. And whenever the topic of selfishness came into my life, it was always about other people's perceptions of me and not about my authentic self. So when we can shed that and create a positive relationship with our selfishness, then we can step more fully into our authenticity, into our integrity, and we can really embody the way that caring for ourselves, being selfish, is totally a misconception. And we can emphasize the importance of setting boundaries for our personal growth and for our mental health, because it's important for both. Yeah, I'm just inviting you into this more with me, because I know that for me, it was just one of those things where a song popped on the radio and then all of a sudden I'm down this rabbit hole and realizing all the ways that things have changed and grown and evolved and are so much better because I started to take responsibility for my own well-being, my own emotions, and my own responses to the way that other people were showing up. And it made a huge difference. I was able to shift from feeling like I had to defend what I wanted or what I felt into realizing that that perception or that accusation has nothing to do with me. And I don't need to say anything about it or make it make sense to anyone but me. So yeah, identify one, quote, selfish act that you can actually commit to doing and feeling good about, something that's actually going to improve your well-being this week. I would love to hear what it is. I would love to hear if it used to have stigma or if you used to resist doing it. And I would love to hear how it feels to follow through with it. And yeah, I encourage you to share any stories or thoughts that you have on this topic with me. Best place to pop me a line is over on Instagram at Teresa Lear Levine. And I would absolutely love to hear about that. I know this episode was a little all over the place, but I hope that the way I tied my varied thoughts together made sense to all of you other busy-minded ADHD entrepreneurial spirits who enjoy the podcast. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I know there are so many choices out there when it comes to listening to podcasts. I'm so glad that you chose Becoming More Me. And next week, we are going to be talking about comparison and envy, because I really do think that, you know, luck or chance or good fortune or whatever you want to call it are just other words for misunderstood cause and effect. And we are going to go deep into that next week and flip comparison and envy on their head to allow them to become fuel for our greater success. Looking forward to it. I'll see you next week. Thanks for spending some of your precious time with me today. If you loved this episode, please leave a review or simply share it with someone else who would get great benefit from it too. If you share on social media, please tag me so I can personally connect and thank you. Until next time, keep taking bold and brave steps towards becoming more of who you want to be in this world. You are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough. And if your inner critic is still trying to argue with those facts, hit me up. We've got work to do.